Melbourne phone, this is Jack. How can I help? Okay. Okay. I'll check, sir. One moment. What's the account number, please? Yeah, order number is fine. Eight one three two seven five. It's for Aisha Tahseen for 17 Angeline Way. Payable amount I have here is $130.09. So what exactly do you want to discuss, sir? We've activated your service on the 22nd of October, sir. Okay. Yes, 22nd of October. We have started charging you from 22nd of October, sir. 22nd of October, which is approximately 1.5 weeks ago, sir. I'm telling you, sir, 22nd, that's the day the setup is completed at 6 o'clock in the evening. So I can see the note. Setup completed, Wi-Fi details shared. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That is the date we've charged you from. Your first bill is high because you are paying us for the 8 days of October and the whole of November. So the bill you'll receive if in December will be exactly 1 month, but this is 1 month and approximately 10 days, plus modem delivery fee of $19.95. That's why your first bill is high, sir. Next bill, first bill is $130.09. Next bill will be $85.45 rental only. This month rental is more, plus modem shipping fee of around $20 is there. That's why it's seeming a bit high, sir. Yes, sir. Because it's 1 month. Yes, sir. The bill is being sent to aisha.tahseen10@gmail. You can take a look. I'll hold the line. No problem. Sure, sir. I'm here, sir. Yep, hello. Hi, ma'am. How are you? Wonderful, wonderful. Yes, tell me, how can I help? No, for which period have they sent you a bill, ma'am, and for what service? No, ma'am. But I can see on the 22nd of October itself, account manager Sid had asked you to call your previous provider and cancel the service. Ma'am, then you have to. No, ma'am, you have to dispute. Nothing much I can do in this situation, honestly. They have charged you for a service they've not provided, ma'am. So you have to get in touch with Belong or dispute the transaction with the bank. Yes. No, we've activated your service on the 22nd of October. Okay, so on the 1st of November, which is a new billing cycle, they should not have direct debited. Just check, they've direct debited for October or have they taken the advance rental? So that is something you need to find out and make sure you also cancel your. Sure, ma'am, I'll hold. Yes, sure. Sorry, I'm really sorry. Yes, I am. I had to adjust. No, so you can call us on our support number, or you can also email us and request somebody from the support team to give you a ring back. That is not an issue, sir. Rafiq is your account manager. He can also assist, but if you're saying that his phone is unreachable, you can definitely call us on the support number, sir. No problem at all. We'll be more than happy to assist. And there's only one. What service did you have along? Just NBN or maybe mobiles also? All right. If they charged you for October, in the beginning of October, that is still fine because we've activated. With whom? No. Ma'am, then they need to cancel it from billing because if I look at your address, hang on. Right, so maybe it's your October bill that they direct debited. Yes, ma'am. Don't pay that then, ma'am. If they've already taken. No, ma'am. If it's already direct debited, you need to contact your bank and file a chargeback or contact Belong and have it cancelled. Because I'm looking at 17 Angeline Way, service class 3, NBN box is there. Hang on. Next. Save and continue. One moment, ma'am. I'm just checking something. Yes, so there's only one internet possible at your location and it's active with us. So definitely Belong is aware that the service is not active with them. Maybe they've not cancelled it from their billing system. Yes, and you tell them that if they do not go ahead and refund that money to your nominated bank account, you will charge a chargeback. You will file a chargeback. That will also, okay. Make sure they also cancel the service. Email them if need be, ma'am. Okay, we've act. Absolutely, address is fine. You can have only one service at your location, ma'am. We've activated on the 22nd of October. This sometimes happens with us also, ma'am, to be honest. Services are not disconnected from billing, so it's nothing unusual. You give them a call, they should be able to disconnect it and also refund the money because they've charged you for a service they've not provided to you. Please try to understand. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I'm generating the reference number, sir. Bear with me for a moment. The reference number for this call is 653-555. That's the ticket number. Yes, sir. All right. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.